Bitcoin miners sold over 20,000 BTC in Q1 as the AI pivot drains treasuries. Four of the largest publicly traded Bitcoin miners liquidated more than 20,000 BTC in the first quarter of 2026, a pace that far exceeded their combined production. The selling funded two things: convertible debt retirement and land acquisitions for AI data centers. As of April 12, 2026, BTC trades at $71,143, down 3.2% over 24 hours, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 44, neutral. MARA's $1.1 billion March dump Marathon Digital Holdings, MARA, sold 15,133 BTC between March 4 and March 25, generating approximately $1.1 billion at an average price of about 72.89 per coin. The proceeds went almost entirely toward retiring over $1 billion in face value convertible notes. That single month of selling represented the largest BTC disposal by a public miner since the post-halving shakeout began. MARA had spent much of 2024 and 2025 accumulating Bitcoin through its SHO-DL strategy, buying on dips and holding mined coins. The March reversal signals that even the most committed accumulators cannot ignore balance sheet pressure when debt maturities approach. Riot sold 2.5x what it mined. Riot Platforms disposed of 3,678 BTC during Q1 2026, collecting roughly $289.5 million. That volume was more than 2.5 times what Riot actually produced during the quarter. By the end of March, Riot's treasury stood at 15,680 BTC, an 18% decline from its year-end 2025 position. Like MARA, Riot directed the capital toward reducing debt obligations and maintaining operational liquidity as electricity costs and difficulty adjustments compressed margins. The company has previously noted that maintaining a large BTC treasury is only viable when mining costs stay below market price, a condition that broke down earlier this month when all-in production costs reached approximately $80,000 per coin. Kango clears loans, Bitdeer goes to zero. Kango, the Chinese auto finance company that pivoted into mining in late 2024, sold 2,000 BTC in March to retire Bitcoin-backed loans. The company still holds 1,025.69 BTC and carries $30.6 million in outstanding loan obligations. On the bright side, Kango reduced its average cash cost per coin to $68,215 in March, a 19.3% drop from Q4 2025's $84,150, by decommissioning inefficient rigs and shifting to hash rate leasing in high-cost regions. Bitdeer's move was the most extreme. The Singapore-based miner reduced its Bitcoin holdings to zero as of February 20th, selling every coin, including the 189.8 BTC it produced in its final holding week. The company's stated reason: prepare liquidity for powered land acquisitions. Bitdeer has raised $325 million in convertible notes and $43.5 million in equity to fund its expansion into AI data centers. The company told shareholders not to interpret the sale as a market signal, though the symbolism of a Bitcoin miner holding zero Bitcoin is hard to ignore. The AI revenue thesis. The common thread across all four companies is that AI infrastructure is competing directly with Bitcoin mining for the same physical resources: rack space, power contracts, cooling capacity, and land. Industry analysts, cited by CoinDesk, estimate that miners could derive up to 70% of their revenue from AI operations by the end of 2026. The math is straightforward. AI compute contracts pay fixed rates per megawatt hour, regardless of token prices, while Bitcoin mining revenue fluctuates with both BTC price and network difficulty. When mining a single Bitcoin costs $80,000 and the coin sells for $71,000, the rational move is to redirect infrastructure toward clients willing to pay a premium for GPU time. This does not mean miners are abandoning Bitcoin. MARA, Riot, and Bitdeer all continue to operate ASICs. But the treasury strategy has shifted from accumulation to liquidation, and the capital is flowing toward a different business line entirely. What 20,000 BTC of selling pressure looks like. 20,000 BTC is roughly $1.4 billion at current prices. Spread across a quarter, that averages about $16 million per day of additional sell-side flow from just these four companies. For context, Bitcoin spot ETFs pulled in $591 million in a single recent week, so the miner selling is material, but not overwhelming relative to institutional demand. The more important question is whether this is a one-quarter event or a structural change. If mining costs remain above spot price and AI revenue keeps scaling, the incentive to hold BTC on the balance sheet weakens further. Whales have been distributing 400,000 BTC over a broader time frame, and the miner cohort is now a visible contributor to that trend. For now, the market has absorbed the selling without panic. A fear and greed reading of 44 and a 5.5% weekly gain in BTC suggests that ETF inflows and corporate buyers like Strategy are soaking up what miners are putting down. How long that balance holds depends on whether Q2 brings the same volume of forced sales.